Welcome to Brain Repair with Zelby. Real talk for your mind, your soul, and the universe around. Now let's get into repairing some brains. Yo, what's good, y'all? Welcome back to the Restoration Series, Part 2. And if you caught the last episode, Spiritual Decay, you already know the problem. We talked about the rust, the slow erosion of your soul when you stop checking in with your truth, when you trade integrity for comfort, when external noises replaces your inner guidance. We talked about the signs, losing your compass, chasing dopamine over meaning, feeling empty even when your life looks good. That was the diagnosis. Today, we talk about the polish, the restoration. Spiritual maturity is what happens when you recognize the decay and actively choose to rebuild it. This is the light side to that shadow. This is the discipline that reverses the drift. This is catching yourself before the rust sets in, or scraping it off when you notice it creeping back. So if decay was the diagnosis, maturity is the treatment. So let's get into it. Now, I'm gonna start off with something that happened to me one day. And I think it's gonna set the tone for everything we're about to talk about. Now, for those who know me, know that I was on a one blunt regimen, part of my whole self-discipline journey. And this particular day, I had already smoked some of it, feeling nice, buzzed, everything's cool, about to head out to work, early, sun ain't even up yet. I walk outside, get up to my truck, look down, boom, flat tire. Now, if this was months ago, old me, I would have been immediately stressed, frustrated, probably would have went back inside and finished the rest of the blunt just to cope with the situation. Would have been like, man, it's some bullshit. But this day, something different happened. First thought came to my head was, all right, I'm already buzzed. And if I go back inside and finish the blunt, I ain't gonna have nothing for later on. And mind you, it's still early. Second thought was, what if this flat tire just saved me from something worse? What if there was an accident on the way to work and I got caught up in it? What if I would have passed by the group of police like I do every morning and they decide to fuck with me this day? Pretty much, that just shifted the whole timing. Now, did y'all see what just happened there? I caught myself before I spiraled, before I reacted. I recognized the test while I was still in it. And that's what we're here to talk about today, spiritual maturity. Now, I didn't even know what the term was until recently. I was in a conversation with ChatGPT, and it says something about spiritual maturity. And I was like, hold up, wait, what's that? But when I read, I realized that's what I've been building. That was what this whole journey has been about. So today we're going to break it down. What's spiritual maturity? How do you recognize it in yourself? And most importantly, how do you apply it when life is testing you? Because we all know life be life. So, when I asked about spiritual maturity, here's what I learned. And as I was reading through these points, I was like, yo, this sounds like me. So, I'm going to share these with you. And I'm going to connect it to real life, my life, so y'all can see what it looks like in real time. first marker was moving beyond black and white thinking, being able to hold two paradoxes. What does that mean? It means you can hold two truths. It means you can hold two truths at the same time, even if they seem opposite, like a flat tire was an inconvenience, and it might have been protection. I can be frustrated about missing the day's work and trust that it's unfolding the way it's supposed to. You're not collapsing into everything is good or everything is terrible either. You're in the middle, holding both, staying steady. Second, groundedness. You're not blown around by every emotion or circumstance. Now, don't get it confused. This doesn't mean you don't feel things. It actually means the opposite. It means that you do feel it. You acknowledge it, but you don't let it control you. Yeah, the flat tire could have derailed my whole day, but I stayed grounded. I felt the frustration, but I chose a different story. Third, less reactive and defensive. There's a space between the trigger and your response. Now, this is big for some. When something happens, somebody says something slick, something goes wrong, do you react immediately, or is there a pause? That pause is spiritual maturity. That's you gaining control over your own nervous system. For me, the flat tire was a trigger. Old me would have reacted instantly. New meaning. New me. There was a space. And in that space, I made a different choice. Fourth, compassion becomes natural, not performative. You stop being kind just to look good or to get something. You're kind because you understand suffering. You got compassion for yourself and for others because, you know, we all go through things. And look, I'm still working on this with certain people, but we're going to get into that later. The point is, compassion stops being something you do and starts being something you are. Fifth, the shift from what can I get to what can I offer. Now, this one hits different for me because of the whole work situation that I'm going through. For about a year, I've been asking for this manager position. And at first, I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna be honest, part of it was ego. I wanted the title, I wanted the pay, and I wanted the recognition. But then I started asking myself, why do I really want this? And the answer that came up was service. I wanna flip the culture. I wanna lower the turnover rate. I wanna serve the patients better and implement things like a 15-minute meditation before every shift so people can come in aligned instead of stressed. That's the shift from chasing status to chasing impact. So here's the thing about spiritual maturity. It's not a one-size-fits-all. We all got different places where we're strong and different places where we still have work to do. For me, patience is one of the things. And I have patience in areas, but those areas are selective. Now, that selectivity, that's where the growth is. That's where the universe is still teaching me. See, these places where your patience disappears the fastest, those are your spiritual gems. Those are the areas where your soul is saying, hey, yo, we still got reps to do here, big homie. Now, let me tell you my two big ones. First one, closed-minded people. And I cannot stand when someone is so stuck in their way of thinking, they won't even consider another perspective. It's like, yo, you ain't got to agree with me, but at least be open to hear some of the things that I'm saying. Or be open to hear something different. And I realized these people are mirrors. They're showing me where I still need to do reps, where I still need to hold my peace, where I still need to not let someone else's energy pull me out of my frequency. They're testing me as if they're saying, you sure you got this inner peace thing down? Are you sure you can stay calm when somebody else's energy is heavy? Second thing, the law of opposites. Now, this is still pretty new to me, but it shows up a lot. And the law of opposite, this is when you declare something new, like, man, I'm done stressing. And immediately the opposite shows up. You say you want peace, and then next thing you know, chaos comes knocking. You commit to discipline, and then temptation's right there. Full Monty. Full Monty. And for me, this shows up in people, specifically at work, like dishonesty or the runaround. And what I mean by that is that manager position I was speaking about earlier, I done talked to, I can't even remember how many managers, about 3 or 4 different district managers. And the managers, they all left shortly after I brought it up. Hell, one manager I brought it up to, his motherfucking ass quit 30 minutes after us having the conversation. And so I was like, damn, what the fuck, what's going on here? And so the one that did stay, you know, he looked out for me. You know, he brought it up to a district manager who shortly after he bounced. And so, you know, like I said, it pretty much I felt like it was a runaround or nice way of saying no without just saying no. And I'm like, I can handle a no. You know, what I can't stand is a bullshit story or a mask. I got my big boy drawers on at all times. Just be straight up with me. But here's what I'm learning. The frustration I feel, it ain't really about them. It's about me still wanting control. Me still wanting it to happen on my timeline, in my way. And that's the law of opposite teaching me. You say you can trust divine timing, but do you really? These aren't obstacles. These are mirrors, y'all. They're showing you exactly where your soul is still learning to trust versus control. And here's the deeper question. When that trigger hits, do you recognize it right away? Like, can you be like, oh, this is the test. I see you, universe. Or do you catch feelings and emotions right away? And only realize it later. Like, damn, I just got triggered. Most of us catch it afterwards, and that's real. And it's okay. That's where we all start. This is the goal, to close the gap, to catch it while it's happening, as it's happening, like I did with the flat tire. Right? Now, I want to circle back to the law of opposites. Go deeper into it, because I think this is where a lot of people get stuck. So here's how it works. You declare a new intention. You say, I'm stepping into this new frequency. I'm committed to peace, to discipline, to growth. And then, like clockwork, the universe sends you the exact opposite of what you just declared. You say, I'm done with the drama. Drama shows up. You say, I'm financially disciplined. Unexpected expenses hits. You commit to sobriety, and then you turn around, you turn your head. Temptation is everywhere. And then it feels like punishment, right? It feels like, why me? I'm trying to do better, and life is making it harder. But here's the reframe. The universe isn't punishing you. It's testing you. It's asking, does your frequency match your words? Are you really ready for this new level? Because just because we say it, that don't mean we're ready, and that doesn't mean that we mean it. But for me, it's been playing out with the manager position. A year, multiple managers, the runaround, the delays. Old me would have been bitter. Probably would have quit. Would have been like, man, fuck this place. They don't appreciate me. But new me, I'm asking different questions. I'm having a different perspective. What if the delay is protection? What if I'm not ready yet? Not because I'm not capable, but because the environment isn't ready. What if all of the managers leaving is the universe clearing out the wrong energy for when I do step in? It's with right support. Or maybe the lesson is even simpler. Hey, this isn't your path. You're not meant to move up in this system. You're meant to move out and build on your own. Or build your own. I don't know which one it is yet, but I'm trusting the reroute. And that's spiritual maturity also. Not needing to know all the answers, just trusting that there is a reason even when you can't see it yet. Sometimes we can't see it in the moment, but when you look back with some distance, you're like, oh, that's why that door closed. So if you're in something right now that ain't working out the way you want it, hold the space for a possibility that might be protection. That's maybe a reroute. That's the universe may have something better for you aligned. Now, it also talks about intention. Now, let's get into it. Because spiritual maturity is also about knowing the difference between chasing validation and chasing impact. Validation is, I want this so people will see me differently, so I feel important, so I prove something. Impact is, I want this so I can serve, so I can create change, so I can offer something meaningful. And look, both can be true at the same time. You can want the recognition and want to serve. But the question is, which one is driving you? Like I said, for me, when I started asking about the manager position, some of it was ego. But I wanted to change. I wanted to be more of impact. But the more I sat with it, the more I realized that I didn't want the validation, right? And here's the vision. If I do become manager, first thing I'm doing, mandatory 15-minute self-guided meditations before every shift. You know, everybody comes in, take 15 minutes just to sit, breathe, get aligned, and get grounded. Instead of walking in already stressed, already reactive, already burnt out, people become present. And that energy ripples out to everything. The teamwork is better, the turnover is lower, and the patients feel it. That's not management, that's ministry, that's service. And that's the shift spiritual maturity brings. You stop chasing titles and start chasing purpose. Now, we done talked about what spiritual maturity is. Now let's talk about making it practical. Because this isn't just theory. This is something you have to practice every single day. So I'm going to give you about 5 tangible practices. I want you to commit to one for the next 7 days. Just one. Practice one, catch yourself in real time. The flat tire moment, when something happens that just would normally trigger you, pause, don't react, just notice that this is a test. Name it out loud if you have to. Okay, I'm feeling triggered right now. Where's the lesson? That pause, even if it's just 5 seconds, that's where the power is, right there. Practice 2, reframe obstacles as protection. When something goes wrong, ask yourself, what if this delay is saving me from something worse? What if this no is making a space for a bigger yes? What if resistance is actually redirection? You don't gotta believe it right away. Just ask the question. Let your mind start looking for the possibility. Practice 3. Identify your growth edges. We did this earlier. What makes your patience disappear? Where do you get defensive? Where do you lose your cool? Write it down. These are spiritual gems. These are the areas where your soul is still learning. And when you know your growth edges, you can prepare for them. You catch yourself faster. Practice 4. Before you chase something, a goal, a person, a position, ask yourself, am I doing this for validation or impact? Am I trying to prove something or serve something? Get honest. There's no wrong answer. But you knowing why you want something changes how you pursue it. Practice 5. Honor your commitments to the future you. My one blunt regimen, that's meditation and practice. This is the boundary you set. Keep the promise to yourself, especially when it's inconvenient. That's integrity. That's the maturity. because anybody can keep a promise when it's easy. The real growth happens when it's hard and you still choose your future self. Think about one of these practices you're committing to. Just one. The one that resonates the most, or the one you might need most right now. Now, I have a few reflection questions, and I'm only going to give you 5. Take time to journal these, or just sit with them. Which marker of spiritual maturity resonates the most with you right now? The ability to hold paradoxes? Groundedness? Space between trigger and response? Natural compassion? Or the shift from what can I get to what can I offer? Have you ever caught yourself about to react to something and chose differently in the moment? What was that experience like? What helped you pause? What makes your patience evaporate? What type of person or situation triggers you the fastest? Is it work, family, traffic, dishonesty, closed-mindedness, etc.? When your trigger hits, do you recognize them right away? Or do you catch, or do they catch you emotionally? Are you catching yourself in real time, or only after the reaction? And lastly, have you ever looked back on something that didn't work out or realized it actually saved you? What was it? What did you learn from that experience? All right, y'all. Now, we've been going for a minute now. So, let me bring it full circle for y'all. Spiritual maturity is not about being perfect. It's not about being aligned. It's not about... All right, y'all. We've been at this for a minute. So let me bring it full circle. Spiritual maturity is not about being perfect. It's not about being enlightened or even having all the right answers. Or never messing up. It's about awareness. It's about catching yourself. It's about choosing differently. Even if it's just 1 time out of 10 at first. It's about moving forward from why is this happening to me to what is this trying to teach me? It's about shifting from ego-driven to service-driven, from reaction to response, from control to trust. And I'm still working on this. Like I mentioned earlier, I'm still dealing with patience. Especially when I deal with closed-minded people. I get frustrated with the runaround. And sometimes I still want answers now when the universe is saying not yet. This is the work. And it never stops. We just get better at it. We get better at recognizing the test. We get better at pausing before we react. We get better at trusting the reroute. That flat tire, that was a win. Not because I handled it perfectly, because I noticed, I caught myself, and I chose differently. And that's what I want for all of y'all. Not perfection, just awareness. Just one choice at a time. Now, we started with spiritual decay. We diagnosed the rust. We saw what happens when you stop tending to your soul. Today, we built the restoration plan. We talked about catching yourself, choosing differently, building those daily practices. Decay shows you what happened when you drift. Maturity shows you how to anchor. Next time, oh boy, we're going even deeper, because you can practice all the maturity techniques in the world, but if you don't address what's behind the wall, if you don't face the shadow, you'll keep hitting the same blocks. And that's what the next episode is going to be about. Shadow and mirror work. We're going into the places you've been avoiding. Ripping those bandages off. Finding what's hidden so you can integrate it and remember who you are. On a soul level. The work isn't easy. The work isn't comfortable. But the work is necessary. I appreciate all of you for listening, for being willing to look at yourself and grow. And that's the spiritual maturity we just got through talking about. So I'll catch y'all on the next one. And remember, you're all stars, so shine like one.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at iamastrologyreadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.